is there such a thing as spiritual starvation? According to one of Christ's significant statements in the Bible, there is. He says the following about himself: I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This statement shows that without Christ, spiritual starvation is inevitable, because the true meaning and purpose of life is found in Him alone. But what is a spiritual famine? And how can I know if I'm going through such a crisis? The best way to understand this is to investigate the aspects of a physical famine and to see the parallels to a spiritual famine. In a famine, food needs to be rationed and is eventually reduced to scraps. This happens in a soul famine. So many of us ration our best moments for the weekend, while wearily plodding through the rest of the week. In a spiritual famine, we become anxious to have the latest phones, designer clothes, not to mention many other cravings. But we will never satisfy our appetite, no matter how much we have or how much entertainment we consume. This is because the soul is not being fed and we're living on scraps compared to what God can give us. Disease and sicknesses become the norm in a famine. Because we starve the soul of its source of life, the Savior Jesus Christ, spiritual illness and disease are a painful reality in a spiritual famine. All may appear well on the outside, hopeful career prospects, innumerable creature comforts at our fingertips, busy social life, but none of these things can prevent the plagues of selfishness, dishonesty, anger, and a flood of other sins which cause so much pain and anxiety. It's vital to understand that no amount of retail therapy or anything else the world offers will fill the aching void we feel inside. This emptiness we often feel is the groaning of a guilty conscience. We need the forgiving love of our Creator. Our rebellion against God causes this spiritual famine, and it will end in eternal disaster if we refuse God's invitation of mercy through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who was punished on Calvary's cross for the sins of all those who look to Him for pardon and everlasting life. I plead with you not to neglect the needs of the soul, but instead hear the appeal of the psalmist of old who said, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him.